Good evening, everyone.
大家晚上好。
Merry Christmas.
圣诞快乐。
With all authority that I have from God, I'd like to tell everyone that Jesus Christ loves you.
我凭着耶稣基督赐给我的权柄，想对大家说，耶稣基督爱你所有人，爱你们所有人。
Christmas time, as we've been singing,It's full of joy and praise to God.
圣诞夜，每次圣诞夜，我们在一起，在这里聚集，我们唱诗，我们敬拜神，都是心中充满了喜乐、平安。
We celebrate the joy of Jesus Christ's birth and his salvation that he brings by his cross.
我们庆祝耶稣基督的降生，也庆祝他为我们死在十字架上，又为我们复活，赐给我们救恩。
But I'm...at times conflicted because I know that at the same time people are suffering.
但同时我的心里也有些矛盾，因为我知道这个世界上还是有很多的人在痛苦当中。
We know of shootings in Australia for Hanukkah. We know about economic distress. We know about depression and suicide.
我知道我们过去一段时间发生很多枪击案，包括在澳大利亚发生的、枪击案，然后也有全世界范围之内对于经济的担忧、经济的衰退，然后甚至有很多、经常出现的、抑郁然后自杀。
So my question is, how do we hold on to the hope that is Jesus Christ amidst all this darkness?
所以我的问题是，我们如何在这样一个充满痛苦、充满不安、充满黑暗的这样一个世界里面，仍然可以去怀抱耶稣基督所给我们的盼望和救恩。
When we're going through our difficulties in our lives, our day-to-day, our work, our school, whatever you go through, how do you hold on to Jesus?
当我们去、结束了今天的崇拜，我们回到我们每天的生活当中去，你去面对你的生活、你的工作、你在学业上的压力、各种各样你所经历的事情，我们怎么样可以继续去怀抱耶稣基督？他给我们的盼望。
It may seem difficult at times to do this, but I'd like to say it can be quite simple.
很多时候看上去非常难，在这样的情况下还要去、充满盼望非常难，但是我想说的是其实可以很容易。
Holding on to hope can look something like this.、
怀抱盼望有些时候可能就像这些照片里面的一样。
This is just me wanting to do gratuitous pictures of my and Leo's、kids.
我是被拉进来的。这只是 Ryan 他想借着机会，他想给大家看一下他和他孩子，然后也把我拉进来，我跟我的孩子一起、很开心的照片。
So I just realized I didn't introduce myself. So my name is Ryan. I'm the one with the picture holding my son Archie.
他说他刚刚忘记介绍自己了，其实大家都认识你、他是 Ryan， 然后左边的那几张照片是他跟他的儿子 Archie 在一起的照片。
Holding on to hope is like holding on to baby Jesus.
有些时候我们要怀抱盼望，其实就像怀抱我们自己的孩子一样，我们 去抱着耶稣基督。
The story that the Bible tells of SimeonHolding baby Jesus, I pray, will touch your heart and allow you to remember, not just for Christmas, not just until it lasts until New Year's, but for all of your life, how it feels to hold on to hope in Jesus.
我们今天所要分享的这段故事是西面他抱着那个婴孩的耶稣基督，希望今天的信息能够触碰到你的心里面，让你记着不仅仅只是在今晚，不仅仅只是在我们假期到新年的时候，而是我们一直到永久，你都可以去怀抱耶稣基督，紧紧地抱着他。
Before I、get into the scripture, I'd like to pray for us to receive the word. Let's bow our hearts.
在我们开始之前，我想一起来祷告，让我们低头。
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, God, that you have given us your Son, Jesus.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，你把你的爱子耶稣基督赐给我们。
Fill us with your Holy Spirit tonight so that we may see you by faith in our hearts.
求你将你的圣灵引导赐给我们，让我们可以借着信心看到，真正的看到你。
That a single touch, a single glimpse of you, Jesus, transforms us.
哪怕只是一点点的，我们能够看到你耶稣基督，那就可以完完全全的转变我们所有人。
Open your word to us, in Jesus' name I pray.
求你的话语向我们展开，我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
I will be reading this in English. Please listen, or if you will, you can also read it in Chinese.
Ryan 会为我们大家用英文念我们今天要看的这段经文。你如果手中有自己中文的圣经，可以自己一起跟着读。
Luke 21, chapter 2, 21 through 35.
路加福音二章二十四到三十五节。
And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angels before he was conceived in the womb. And when the time came for the purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens up the womb shall be called holy to the Lord and offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and he was a man who was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and a glory to your people Israel. And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him, and Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, behold, this child is appointed for the fall and the rising of many in Israel and for a sign that is opposed. And a sword will pierce you, through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. This is the word of the Lord.
我会跟大家一起来将这段圣经一节一节的一起来看。
Each section, this first section that I will talk about.Will be sin. We have sin, but hope.
在第一段当中，我想给他一个主题是叫我们都犯了罪，但是在最终我们有盼望。
And here we see that Jesus was circumcised on the 8th day, and that he was also brought in for the purification of Mary to the temple at 40 days.
这里我们看到说。耶稣他在满了八天之后，他的父母给他行了割礼，又在按照摩西律法满了洁净的日子，就是玛利亚他满了洁净的日子后40天的时候，他被带到耶路撒冷的圣殿当中。
And so this is a baby Jesus who's only just more than a month old coming into the temple.
所以这是一个小小的耶稣基督，他只有40天大，刚刚过满月，然后被带到这个圣殿里。
And it says that they needed to sacrifice two turtle doves and two pigeons in order to buy back Jesus, the baby.
所以这边讲到说，他们要按照律法要献上一对斑鸠或者两只雏鸽来赎回耶稣基督。
Now here is a picture of the family of Jesus following the law perfectly.
所以这边展现的画面是耶稣他跟他的父母他们一家是完完全全的按照摩西的律法在做这样的事情。
They followed it because they wanted to, one, be clean, and they wanted to be purified, and they wanted their sins to be taken away.
他们这样做是因为他们想要按照律法的缘故，他们想要被洁净，被称为圣，然后被能够完全这个律法的要求。
But this is the Old Testament, and as we know, these are only shadows to the true spiritual reality that Jesus brings.
他们遵照的是我们知道是旧约的律法。那旧约的律法我们清楚知道这一切都是指向耶稣基督，这只不过是一个预表来的，预表的耶稣基督他最终的救赎。
Christmas is this, Jesus incarnate. He is God the Son, incarnate into now Jesus, God-man.
圣诞节的意义是代表说耶稣基督他道成肉身了，他由神降卑成为人，他来到这个世界上。
The shadows have now become reality.
那个旧约的律法所预表的那一位已经变成了现实。
We don't need circumcision anymore. Jesus brings circumcision of the heart.
我们如今不再需要行割礼，因为我们的心已经受了圣灵的割礼。
We don't need ritual purification. We now have the blood of Jesus put on all of us who believe.
我们不再需要献祭来除去我们的罪，因为耶稣基督他的宝血已经亲自洗净了我们所有的罪。
We don't need a sacrificial system anymore because Jesus himself is the perfect sacrifice on the cross for our sins.
我们如今不再有任何的献祭的制度，因为耶稣基督就是那个完美的赎罪的羔羊，已经为我们献上了那最完美的祭。
I hope you will notice, actually, that Mary and Joseph had to give two turtle doves or two pigeons. However,In Leviticus, it says that they were actually supposed to bring a lamb to sacrifice.
大家注意到这边，约瑟和玛利亚他们说要献一对斑鸠或者两只雏鸽，但是根据利未记记载，其实真正的这个头身的要献的祭是一只羔羊。
Mary and Joseph were too poor to have a lamb, and so they could only offer up two birds.
约瑟和玛利亚他们太过贫穷，他们没有办法献一只羔羊，他们只能献斑鸠或者雏鸽。
But what they truly had was more rich than any money could buy. They had the Son of God, the Lamb that cleans the sin of the world.
但是他们真正拥有的却是任何金钱都没有办法买到的，就是那位神的儿子，是他们怀中的这位耶稣基督，要洗净除去世人所有罪孽的。
The greatest problem that we have isn't economic issues or wars or shootings.
我们所有人面临的最大的问题不是我们经济上的难处，也不是我们这社会上一些的不安定，比如说枪击案，其他的任何的事情。
Our biggest issue that we need to be removed of is sin.
我们最大的需要，我们最大的难处是我们身上的这些罪需要被除去。
And this is what we understand, that Jesus is the Lamb who took away our sin.
所以我们要清楚地知道耶稣基督是那位能够除去我们所有世人罪孽的那个羔羊。
And this brings us in to Simeon.
所以下面我们来看到我们要进入到西面的部分。
In verse 25 it says, Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and he was a man righteous and devout.
在这边二十五节说到，在耶路撒冷有一个人名叫西面，这人又公义又虔诚。
Now Simeon isn't specified as a Levite or a priest or anything special or a prophet.
圣经里面这边没有讲到说西面他是一个利未人或者祭司或者说是先知，任何特殊的身份都没有讲到。
But he was chosen by God to hold Jesus at the perfect time.
但是他却被神拣选呼召来在这个特别的时刻来抱着耶稣基督。
And I will say that tonight, we may not be anyone special, but we, just like Simeon, we may have a chance to hold on to Jesus.
我想说今天晚上我们所有在座的各位，我们可能不是什么特别的，但是我们都有可能，都可以被神呼召来去抱着耶稣基督。
But in order to do that tonight, just like Simeon, we have to be filled by the Spirit.
但是如果我们想要真正的去怀抱耶稣基督，我们需要像西面一样，要能够被圣灵充满。
And we have to see and hold Jesus ourselves by faith.
我们需要去凭着信心，凭着我们自己每个人的信心去怀抱耶稣基督。
Now you'll see that the Holy Spirit is mentioned three times in this particular passage.
所以大家如果注意到在二十五节到二十八节这边，圣灵这个词一共被先后提到了三次。
And in verse 25 it continues, Simeon was waiting for the consolation or the comforter of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him.
那二十五节接着说，这西面他素常盼望以色列的安慰者来到，又有圣灵在他身上。
So in the suffering that the Jewish people were having by Rome, the comforter, the one who comforts in suffering, Jesus came into the fore.
所以在当时这些被欺压，在被欺压当中被罗马政府统治的这些以色列人，他们盼望的那位安慰者是耶稣基督，他来到了。
And it had been revealed to him in verse 26 that the Holy Spirit would not see death. He would not see death until he had seen the Lord's Christ.
25节西面这边他说到，他得了西面得了圣灵的启示，知道自己在未死以前必看见主所立的基督。
So Simeon likely was an old man waiting and waiting and waiting for Jesus.
所以西面他有可能是一个年纪很大的人，他一直在等，一直在等那位以色列的安慰者，就是那位弥赛亚。
And he came, in verse 27, in the spirit, into the temple. And when the parents brought the child in to do what was according to them, to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God.
所以这边二十七节、二十八节讲到说，他当时受了圣灵的感动，进入圣殿，正好耶稣的父母抱着耶稣进来，他就接过耶稣到他手里，然后称颂神。
I could only imagine how Simeon was. He was told by God, oh, you're going to see the Messiah. He must have been thinking of a king, an adult.
So 我可以想象耶稣，西面他的心境，他被圣灵告诉说，我一定在未死，一定在死之前，一定能够看到那位弥赛亚。他有可能心里想的是一位君王，一个成人，一个大有能力的人。
But the Spirit told him, oh, no, no, it's this child, it's this baby.
但是在那天圣灵却告诉他说，哦，不是其他的，只是这位小小的小婴孩。
And does Simeon just go, oh, that's not what I wanted to see. I mean, I wanted to see a king.
所以西面有没有说，啊，这个有点太让我失望了，我想看到一位君王。
No, what Simeon said was this.
并没有，西面他是这样说的。
He sings this song, it's a psalm almost.
他就像我们刚才一样，他唱了一首赞美诗。
And I want you, everyone who's listening, can you sing this song with this joy, with superlative joy, the highest joy that you can have, because Jesus not only has come, he has now died on the cross and now resurrected for your lives, for your eternal life.
所以我想问这边所有的人，当你在读西面这个赞美诗的时候，当你用自己的心去读的时候，你有没有像西面那样无与伦比的喜乐？任何东西都夺不走这样一个喜乐，不仅仅是因为耶稣基督他已经降生，而是因为他也已经为我们所有人死在十字架上，又三日后复活。
And Simeon says, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace.
所以西面他是这样说，主啊，如今照你的话释放安然，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世。
Simeon was now ready to die. He had seen all he needed to see in Jesus.
西面这个时候他已经准备好去死了，因为他已经看到了他所要看到的一切。
According to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation.
因为我的眼睛已经看见了你的救恩。
He knew that when he saw baby Jesus, he still, even though he hadn't done the cross yet, even though he hasn't resurrected, he knew that the hope of all of humanity was in this child, baby.
当他抱着耶稣基督的时候，虽然这时候还是一个小 baby， 耶稣基督没有做任何的神迹，没有上十字架，也没有复活，但是西面清楚的知道，这个就是全人类的救赎。
And it wasn't just for the Israelites. No, it says that you have prepared in the presence of all people, everyone here, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory of the people of Israel.
而这个救恩不仅仅只是给以色列人的，这边讲得很清楚。西面说，就是你在万民面前所预备的，是照亮外邦人的光，又是你名以色列的荣耀。
I pray that the Holy Spirit is working in you to show you the wonder and the awe that is Jesus.
我盼望圣灵在每个人心里动工，让你看到耶稣基督他的奇妙，他的可畏，他的荣耀。
Just as their father and mother did. And his father and mother marveled at what was said about him.
就像这边耶稣他自己的父母约瑟和玛利亚一样，这边说到说他们因为这论耶稣的话就非常的稀奇。
Now my question to you, and it may cut to the heart, is this.
然后我想在这边问大家一个问题。
Are you joyful in your heart that Jesus Christ has come?
你的心里是否是真的因为知道耶稣基督他已经降生而充满了喜乐？
This is the greatest news that the world has ever received.
这是这个世界所被接受到的最好、最美、最美的这样的一个信息。
If you're happy, as I am, then I'm thankful and I praise God for it, for you truly see and hold on to the hope that is Jesus.
如果你心里真的是充满了喜乐、充满了平安，那我为你感谢主，因为你真的是因为抱着耶稣基督、怀抱着耶稣基督而充满了这样的盼望。
But if you don't, there may be a few reasons for this.
但是如果你心里可能不是那么确定，那有可能是一些原因导致这样的情况。
You may be just going through your life on autopilot, just moving through it, getting through it.
你可能是你的人生是一个自动驾驶模式，你可能就可能每天就是这样一成不变的去过日子。
You may be someone that just is suffering so much that you have so many trials in your life that you can't even see Jesus. All you see is your trials.
有可能你的生活当中遇到了很多难处，有很多的试探，有很多的试炼。因为这些难处的原因，你没有办法，也没有精力去想耶稣基督的事情。
You may be having idols in your life that you're focusing too much on. Maybe your job, maybe your family, maybe some type of addiction.
那也有可能你的生命当中，坦诚来说，可能有偶像。这个偶像让你没有办法去想别的事情，包括耶稣基督。这个偶像有可能是你的工作，有可能是你的家人，有可能是你的关系，有可能是你的学业，也有可能是你的一些会容易让你上瘾的东西。
And finally, if you don't have joy in Jesus, it may be because you do not know Jesus and you are not yet saved.
那最后也有可能你心中没有这样一个属天而来的平安，没有耶稣基督而给你的这样的一个平安喜乐，是因为你还没有真真正正认识他。没有接受他做你生命的救主。
Section is called Choosing Hope.
这最后一部分的主题是选择盼望。
We have to recognize that our joy in Jesus is ultimately a choice.
我们需要明白的是，我们最终能够因着耶稣基督有这样的一个喜乐，是取决于说我们自己的决定。
I'm not telling you to not be sad if you've lost a loved one that you miss or that you're going through hard times.
我并不是说你不能觉得难过，如果你因为失去，有可能是失去亲人而因此难过，有可能是面对一些难处而因此觉得悲伤。我没有叫你们不要悲伤。
I'm saying that you have a superlative hope in Jesus Christ as you hold him and as you realize this difficulty is not better than this child, that this Jesus that is in our heart.
我想说的是说，当你真正去怀抱耶稣基督的时候，你所能得到的那个无与伦比的喜乐和平安，是大过所有一切你在生命当中能遇到的难处和苦难的。
So how do you choose Jesus in difficult times?
所以怎么样在面对难处的时候去选择怀抱耶稣，去选择盼望呢？
It's by faith.
透过信心。
But faith is not something weak, it's something strong.
信心并不是一个很软弱、很小的东西，而是一个很强大的。
First, faith requires choice, your will, to look at and hold Jesus higher than anything else.
首先第一个，你 信心是要有这样的一个意念的选择，你要有一个意念的决定，你要看着耶稣基督说，我愿意选择去怀抱耶稣基督，去选择盼望。
But also, your heart must be involved. You must have joy and love and affection towards Jesus, not just a choice, not obligation.
但同时你的心也要参与当中，因为你要去爱耶稣基督，你要去愿意通过你的情感去想要耶稣基督，而不是说是一个义务，因为这 是你的心也在当中。
And your faith, thirdly, has to involve your mind. You have to know the true Jesus, God and man, and the gospel.
而最后一方面，你要有理智的明白，你要明白耶稣基督是那位神的儿子，你要明白福音是什么。
That you and I, all of us, are sinners.But saved by grace in Jesus Christ.
而福音的真理就是你，我们所有人，我们都是有罪的人，我们需要透过耶稣基督的救赎，重新回到神的面前。
So whether you choose Jesus Christ for the first time tonight, and I pray if that's you, that the Holy Spirit is moving you to say yes to Jesus.
如果你还没有接受耶稣基督，你今天晚上想要在这边接受耶稣基督，我借着圣灵为你祷告，愿圣灵来感动你，接受他做你生命的救主。
Or if this is the millionth time that you have faith in Jesus, which is called sanctification, or you're more and more like Jesus Christ.
那也有可能是你已经是一百万次、几百万次听到有关福音的信息，你我们被称为成圣，你又被再次提醒说我们要重新回到耶稣基督的面前。
The way to salvation is the same as the way to sanctification. It's not just doing things.It's in faith in Jesus Christ.
所以被救赎和成圣是同样一条道路，不是通过做事情，不是通过积功德，而是透过耶稣基督，在耶稣基督里面的信心。
So Simeon said in verse 34.
所以西面在三十四节他这样说。
Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, "Behold."The child is appointed for the fall and the rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed.
西面又为他们祝福，又对孩子的母亲玛利亚说：“这孩子被立，是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起，又要做毁谤的画饼。”
Jesus is a controversial figure.
耶稣是一个。controversial 是一个很矛盾的这样的一个 很矛盾的人物。
You're either going to love him as God and put your faith in him.
你或者是爱他，知道他是神的儿子，你想要你以着信心，凭着信心来接受他。
Or you're going to fall away from God and to go to hell.
或者你就像这边圣经所说的，因此因他而跌倒，拒绝他，而与神永远的隔绝，进入地狱。
And the way that we believe in Jesus is in verse 35.
那我们怎么样去接受耶稣基督？我们要相信耶稣基督，就是在第三十四节，三十五节。
Simeon said this to Mary.
西面对玛利亚说。
And a sword will pierce through your own soul also.
你自己的心也要被刀刺透。
This references mother, Jesus's mother Mary, when she's crying, watching her son die on the cross.
这是指着玛利亚将来要看到耶稣基督自己的孩子死在十字架上时候哭泣的时候所说的。
The rest of the verse says, "So that the thoughts." From many hearts may be revealed.
这剩下的另外一半节说，这样叫许多人心里的意念显露出来。
Tonight, I pray that your heart has been revealed when you look at Jesus.
我祷告我们今晚，我们所有人在座的所有人，你的心里的意念，当你转向看耶稣基督的时候，你的心里的意念被显露出来。
Are you holding on by faith to Jesus now?
Are you? 你现在是否是因着相信耶稣基督而怀抱盼望？
If you're not, Again, my prayer to you is that the Spirit guides you in love and conviction of your sin to the cross.
如果你还没有，那我为你祷告，你能够看到自己身上的罪，也知道耶稣基督借着神的爱已经为你死在十字架上，你愿意来重新接受他，回转归向这位神。
But if you are a believer in Jesus Christ,
and I thank God, 但如果你已经接受了这个救恩。
Thank God.
我为你感谢主。
One last thing I wanted to say before I end this message.
我在我结束今天的信息之后，我最后有想一点跟大家分享。
I wonder if anyone has ever felt like that they cannot hold on any longer.
我不知道当中有没有，尤其是弟兄姐妹，有没有人觉得说我没有办法再去怀抱耶稣了，我没有办法再坚持下去了。
My encouragement to you then is this.
我想对你有这样的鼓励。
When you can no longer hold on to Jesus, Jesus holds on to you.
当你觉得说你没有办法再去抱着耶稣基督，你凭着自己不能再去抱着耶稣基督的时候，你要知道耶稣基督他一直在怀抱着你。
I'll read this from John 10. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. And the one who had snatched them out of my hand, my Father, oops, I'll just read it from here. John 10. I give them eternal life.And they will not never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one.
约翰福音十章二十八到三十节，我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大，谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去。我与父原为一。
Your faithfulness does not have to be perfect.
你的信心不需要是完美的。
Know that God and His faithfulness is always perfect and strong for you.
你要知道说，这位爱我们的神，他是永完美的，他的信心，他的信实是完美的，他会一直信实。
So this Christmas, I pray that we know.That Jesus loves you and me.
所以今天在这个圣诞夜的晚上，我想对大家说，耶稣爱你，也爱我。
Make a choice today and every day to follow Jesus.
做一个选择，不仅仅只在今天，而是在每一天都去跟随耶稣基督。
As we hold on to Jesus, we know that He will hold us fast.
当我们去凭着我们的信心去怀抱耶稣，怀抱盼望的时候，知道其实是他一直在怀抱着我们。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, God, that you are a perfect God.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，你是那位完美无瑕的神。
You sent your Son to become a baby in a manger.
你让你的独生爱子耶稣基督降生到马槽里，成为一个婴孩。
And this baby grew up to be a man that would die on the cross for our sins.
而后来他成长成人，却为我们所有人死在十字架上。
I pray that this Christmas we will receive Jesus Christ into our hearts.
我祈求在今天这个纪念耶稣基督降生的晚上，我们所有人都可以接受耶稣基督进入到我们的心里。
Whether the first time or eternally, we love you, Lord.
不管是第一次。还是我们直到永远，我们都感谢你，我们都爱你。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.